This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Craig Mirambell, Jr., president of the Board of Directors of Nomar, and Thomas Ogg, market manager, senior vice president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. The Nomar is hosting the 14th Annual Economic and Real Estate Forecast Symposium presented by Gulf Coast Bank and Trust tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Jefferson Performing Arts, and they're here to talk to us about it. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Appreciate it.
So, Craig, if you would start and tell our audience a little bit about Nomar and what it is that you guys do.
Nomar is a board representing several parishes in the region that houses basically all the realtors in the area, and we provide market statistics as well as realtor services for the market. So that's a large part of what we do. And ultimately, this day tomorrow is inviting everyone to attend a good seminar and good information on local real estate market.
Obviously, the local real estate market really drives our economy in so many different ways, right? In fact, interestingly, I was just reading an article about Florida and some of the distressed valuations in certain sectors of the state of Florida, not throughout the state of Florida. And it's interesting because they feel like they're upside down, and it's always good to have your finger on the pulse of what's actually happening, right?
Yeah, and that's a good thing. That's the saving grace for us in a slow market, which has been since, you know, the last year or so. Largely, we had such an uptick during COVID time, a wild uptick, and then it's slowed. It's obviously slowed. We have a lot of things going on at the same time as insurance, interest rates, elections, all these things happening at one time is going to cause the market to slow. What the good saving grace about this whole thing is, our market value has not. People have not lost any equity in their homes. We've actually increased, you know, 4 or 5% over this last year during this slowdown. So we're seeing more homes on the market. We're seeing longer days on market. But ultimately, all of our sellers are saying, hey, we're going to hold tight. We know we can get our numbers, and we are. And that's the great thing about this market, even in a slow time.
And Thomas Ogg, market manager, senior vice president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Obviously, for you guys, y'all are major players in the real estate market, always, you know, lending people money in that respect, always mindful of rates and trying to offer the best deals for your clientele. But information is power, right? And the more that folks recognize and realize what the real estate market is doing, it very much influences the decisions that they make for themselves personally, correct?
That's absolutely right, Noel. With rates coming down, you've got some people coming off the sidelines now that have boosted activity that we've seen on our end. So, you know, the Fed lowering rates directly affects the commercial loan rates that we offer. So that's been good with their half a point rate cut that occurred a couple of weeks back. And it's anticipated that they're going to lower rates again in early November at their next meeting. By how much? We'll see. But that has boosted some activity on the commercial side, and I think that's going to continue into the first quarter of next year. And in the same time, we've had, you know, 30-year rates coming down as well, and so that has helped the residential market with those buyers too.
Now, this is a great opportunity because, you know, Nomar brings together, I think y'all have like 500 experts that are involved, and you're always looking at the latest forecasting models and the data. If you would, Craig, what do y'all see? I mean, I know that the symposium tomorrow is entitled New Orleans Growth, Stabilization, or Disruption. Why don't we break it up in those three categories?
Yeah, sure. We have several speakers coming in tomorrow, including insurance spokespersons for the state. And ultimately, there's a lot of confusion, which is kind of what our title says. Like, is it stable right now, or is it a disruption? Like, we're still trying to figure that out because it hasn't been a steady year. It's been kind of, you know, one market is doing really well and another market slows down. So there's been a lot of confusion and back and forth, but ultimately kind of remaining steady is kind of what we're seeing. So tomorrow we'll break that down into several sessions, and each speaker will come in and tell a little bit about what they're experiencing on the commercial side, on the residential side, and the insurance side, and then also on the lending side. So it's broken down for a full day. And you'll get a better understanding from the experts of what we're seeing. And at the end of that day, you can kind of form your own opinion of where we all stand.
At the present time, are we seeing our days of inventory move much that's out there of residents and light commercial?
Yeah, I mean, move much. The days on market, if that's what you mean.
Days on the market. Increased. Yeah, excuse me.
Yeah, days on market's definitely increased overall. The funny thing, you know, residentially speaking, the funny thing is you put a house on the market in a great neighborhood and it's updated or new, and those things are still flying off the market with multiple bids sometimes. I mean, there's multiple offers on these houses. But at the same time, someone down the street that's not maybe as updated or has a high insurance cost, That's sitting for 4 or 5, 6 months, largely because folks are not saying, hey, we're gonna drop the price until we sell. They're saying, no, we're holding this price. My neighbor's getting this. I'm holding price. They don't have to sell. So ultimately, that's helping stabilize things. But yes, the overall days on market has increased.
And I'm hearing, Thomas, people that price their house appropriately, they're selling quick. I mean, I hear that over and over and over again. A lot of folks are trying to still get value and get a price for their home that was had maybe 2 years ago. But those conditions don't hold true today, right?
Well, I think a lot of it, you know, New Orleans, the greater New Orleans area is made up of so many specific type of neighborhoods, right? And mm-hmm. some neighborhoods have been holding their desirability throughout the last year, right? So like Craig mentioned, if it's in a certain neighborhood and updated and doesn't have an insurance issue for that particular neighborhood or section of town, those houses are moving pretty quickly. So people aren't having to, you know, lower their price compared to some of the other areas of the greater New Orleans area. It's just, you know, very neighborhood specific.
Craig, one of the initiatives that you guys have is to bring other people in to Nomar that aren't your traditional real estate folks, because a lot of what they do actually impacts what you guys do, right?
Yeah, with our commercial investment division that's putting on the symposium tomorrow through Nomar, they recognize that there's so many companies and people that are affected by our local real estate market. And we've opened the door and said, please come, please attend, please share your inputs with what you're experiencing so we can better formulate a plan on how to attack that, how to improve that, because we know we all kind of ultimately go with our economy, and largely our economy is always moving with our real estate economy. So having that need and desire is why we're kind of opening the doors to not just be realtors and appraisers invited, but anyone that's been affected by this, you know, this stabilization or this disruption.
So I'm assuming there's still tickets available for tomorrow's event. If anybody has any interest in just being exposed to some incredible speakers, as well as you know, the outlining of key data elements in the real estate market, where would they go to get tickets?
Sure. NOLAforecast.org. There are tickets available. They're $85 for a full day. You can kind of come in if you want to look at the agenda and see something you like. Come in and watch that part and leave for the others. For any of the realtors, it is a CE, a continuing education type event, so you will earn hours for that. But ultimately, yes, more than welcome to come. And please buy your tickets at NOLAforecast.org.
Y'all are right in the middle of my show, or otherwise I'd be there, because I've talked to a lot of folks that don't miss And every year they're there, and they say it's one of the best symposiums that they attend throughout the year. So congratulations on that, and best of luck tomorrow with tomorrow's event.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you, guys. Craig Mirambell, president of the Board of Directors of Nomar, and Thomas Ogg, the market manager, senior vice president at Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We will be right back, folks, after the break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.